Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Man, it is just... I'm sorry, I'm probably going to cry. When you think about the wonder of the earth that we live in, one of my favorite things, because of the fact that when you really look at the way every single thing works, it's just cool to see how the earth is perfectly tilted, exactly the amount of space away from the sun that it needs to be, how the body is started with such single cells created into... Gosh, come on! This wasn't just bang, there you go. Live your life. He put love into the creation of every single thing on this earth. It's why the details declare His majesty. They really do. It's why every single thing speaks to who He is in our lives. The thing is that we just keep going. Sometimes we don't even see that because we're so busy with life that we forget, man, this is the God of wonders. This is the God who created the earth we live on. This is the God who created you. This is the God who placed every single gift within you for a purpose. This is the God who gave you life. This is the God who gave you a vision. This is the God who's giving you every single tool that you need in your life. And I don't know how you can't get excited about that when you realize that the God that you serve is the God that can control every single thing on this earth because He's the one who created it. He's the one who made it. He's the one who placed it here. So when you're worried about the government, when you're worried about the way your schools are going, when you're worried about everything that's going on here, remember, you're meant to be a part of the kingdom. You're not meant to be a part of this world. You're not meant to worry about those things because He's telling you, you have dominion over this earth. You are royalty. Whew. You have power over this earth. And if you feel like, God, I'm just going through the motion. I'm just trying to get through life. Let me tell you that that's not what He's got for you. Because you got power within you. Because He lives within you. And that's where, just like in the last song, that's where the dead things come back to living. It's because now you're operating in the kingdom. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to speak things to you. Have you ever wondered why? I remember I grew up in church, and I still remember when there was a new baby Christian. Man, those baby Christians come like in, and they're like, yeah, Jesus all the way, because He's so amazing. But what happens to that over time? It's not meant to die. It's not. He's got new things for you daily. He's got new things that He wants to place within your life all the time. It's why the Bible, when you read it the first time, changes the next time, because He's revealing new things to you in the place that you are at now in your life. Isn't that amazing? What other book can you read that does that? None. Because it's His word. And He's revealing the mysteries. He's wanting to give you those keys to just keep unlocking and unlocking the mysteries of the kingdom that He's given you. Whew. I don't know about you, But that makes me want to, yeah, Jesus, every single day. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you've given me. Thank you, Lord, for the things you're doing in my life. Because it's not just small things. And there are things, whew, to get excited about. There are things to want to jump about. There are things to want to say, God, I want more of that because I want to be on fire. I want my cup overflowing. I want all the things that you promised to me in the Word because that is where true life lives, is there in the Word where springs break forth in the desert places, where you can overcome any victory or any enemy. We are so busy focusing on life most of the time that we forget that He's already covered that for you. You just gotta focus on Him. If you are worried about finances, if you are worried about relationships, if any of those things are on your mind today, I just want to encourage you as we go through this song again because it's good. Just let it go. Just say, God, it's yours. Because I know that you have already worked it out. You have already done what you promised. You have made me more than a conqueror. And I'm gonna just worship you this morning. Yeah. I'm just gonna worship who you are. I'm just gonna enjoy the time with you. Hallelujah. Do you know that He desires to commune with you on a regular basis? And the gifts that He's placed in the Bible aren't just gifts for the select few. He's placed them within you. It's just like your prayer language. You know, for the longest time when I first got it, I felt like I could only say the same thing over and over, and that's it. And I was like, God, I don't know if this is right because I feel like that's it. That's all I have is like a word. But can I tell you that it's like a muscle? The more that you use it, the more that it just begins to grow because now you are learning to commune with Him. And it just begins to well up within you. It starts small, but it just grows and grows. And I'm telling you, I don't know who this is for, but your prayer language in your life is such an important part. Not because you can't do something or whatever, just because, let me tell you, there have been times where I didn't know what to pray. I didn't know what to say and I didn't know what to do. And God, those are the moments where you just say, it's you, just take it over. It's so powerful in your life. It really is. It's a feeling of comfort. It's a feeling of love. It's a feeling, I just can't even describe it. But I want to tell you, it's something that He desires for each and every one of you.
Are we patient enough to listen? What would we say? Do we hear Him talking to us? I was just asking my grandson if he ever hears anything. And I said, well, do you ever say anything? Because a relationship is two-way, you know? Sometimes we don't hear anything. And we wait and wait and wait and we don't hear anything. And we don't know what to do in the silence. So we get busy, 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 and we get running, running, running. And it's hard, right? Because we don't hear anything. But what could we say? What would we say to him? How do we start a conversation? How awkward is it if we don't know what to say? And there's silence, the awkward silence. But what if we knock on that door? Is He going to open it unto us? And what would we ask for? Do we ask for like riches and gold and everything in the world, or do we ask for wisdom and peace and love? What do we do? What do you think? What would you ask God for? Have you ever talked to him? Have you ever heard from him? Have you ever gotten a word from him? If we get a word, do we ask for some more? Like, what are you saying? Sometimes I get a word at 2 a.m. or in the shower. And I was even given a word. You talked about prayer language. And I was given a word like 40 years ago. I didn't even know what it was. I just had a word I didn't understand, didn't know what it meant. And I was able to Google it not too long ago. Turns out it's like Zimbabwe. It's whatever language that is. And my word that I've had for 40 years that I've stood on, it's Arabashanda. And it actually means he works. I just Googled it. I've had this word for 40 years. 40 years I've had this word. And now because of Google, I was able to find Zimbabwe has this word that says he works. That gave me chills. God has been with me my whole life. I was just telling my grandson that God has been my best friend, like my whole life. And back in the day, back in the old day, we used to say, what would Jesus do? WWJD. And I stood on that word, even when times were tough, even when I couldn't hear him. Because there were times I couldn't hear him. I didn't know if he was there or not. But he is. And he carries us when we don't hear him, even in the awkward silence. And he gives us, if we invite him into us, into our lives, he gives us a friend. He gives us a Holy Spirit that will intercede when we don't even know what to say. When we have nothing to say, the Holy Spirit can give us those words. So you're not alone. You're not alone. And we can always talk to him even when we don't know what to say. Even if we only have a word. Amen.
Good morning. In the line of speaking to him, this morning, this is kind of cool. I like this. I was up and I was thinking of wearing one certain thing, and so I just realized maybe I should ask the Lord what he would want me to wear today. And I heard purple jacket. Here I am. And I'm like, okay, that's a little bold. So on my way to find my purple jacket, Terry was like, boy, it took you a long time to find something to wear. And I couldn't find it at first, but it was right in the front of my closet, and I was looking everywhere but in the front. It was kind of crazy because I don't remember ever putting it there. And I heard the word royalty. Your royalty. And I'm like, oh, I got chills right now. Your royalty. You are all royalty. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Come on.
Doesn't that excite you? It does me. I got chills all over the place. Ooh. I love that. So, and then in Psalm 145 this morning, I was reading, every eye looks to him and he provides. And that is so cool. I was thinking about all the little birdies outside flipping around in the bird bath, just enjoying themselves, and they get their food from him. He may use us to give them some food, but, you know, really, ultimately, it's him providing, and he provides for us, too. And that's the truth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. That's right. Come on. Thank you, Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, one more thing. Come on.
I just wanted to thank you, musicians, because you really do a great job. I really appreciate you all.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I can quit stumbling around up here, I'd be all right. Amen? Come on. Praise God. How many like to eat? Anybody here like to eat? Yeah, hopefully we'll get you out of here in time to eat. Is that okay? Praise God. It's 10:55. We should be out of here by 3:15. That's okay. Yeah, hallelujah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Have you guys ever seen that commercial, that Subway commercial where the guy yells, "Eat fresh"? Anybody seen that? No? Some of you. And the kids have seen it, huh? Eat fresh. How many know God wants to feed us this morning? Amen? Have you gotten fed already? You know, sometimes I really felt the Holy Spirit just coming in. I mean, just really powerfully wanting to say something to somebody. And thank you, Kathy, for the words that you gave. And Linda, thank you guys for speaking those things. I believe that God is speaking to this house. And sometimes, how many know that God says some weird things? How many say amen to that? Yeah, God might send you, go stand by your stop sign and just wait. How many have ever done that? No? Yeah, not me either. So I was just wondering if anybody here had done that. But praise God. Yeah, how many of you know that God wants us to do things? God has things for us. Is that all right? Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I enjoy worshiping God with my guitar. And when I'm by myself, I can do anything I want. How many say amen to that? But it's different for me to try to keep up with the rest of the group. I either speed up or slow down. I can see Jason in there getting ready to pull on his beard. And, you know, and Rebecca's giving me the eye. And Robert's wondering where I'm at. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's okay. I enjoy worshiping. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I'm out praying in my yard. Does anybody pray in their yard? Yeah, walk around praying in tongues as loud as you can. How many of you do that? I do that. I love to do that. Drives my neighbor crazy. He's from the Southern Baptist Church down in Amato, the ABC Church. He goes, "I heard you talking in them there tongues." I said, yeah, that's me, man. I do that. But sometimes when I'm out there praying, the Lord will say this. I mean, I was telling Robert this morning, sometimes the Lord says to me, "Bring me a minstrel." Ooh, I know something good is coming. I had that feeling this morning when we were playing, you know, because how many of you know that sometimes, you know, when God's wanting to talk to you, he wants to say something to you. And sometimes music just sets a mode. You know, it sets an atmosphere. How many say amen to that? I mean, and sometimes he'll tell me, "Bring me a minstrel." Man, I'll run inside and go grab my guitar and start worshiping and start, because I know when he says that, he goes, "I got something to say to you." Amen. How many of you want to hear God speak to you? How many of you are hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Yeah. What's your favorite food? Somebody. Tacos. Come on. Hey, man. Chinese food. How many like Chinese food? Anybody like Chinese food? Hallelujah. Anybody like sushi? How many like sushi? Let me see some sushi hands in here. Come on. I see two. A mom and her son. That's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody like tacos? Oh, yeah. How many like burgers? Burgers. Hamburgers. Yeah, burger. I mean, hamburguesas. Is that right? Did I say that right, Mia? Hamburguesas, right? Yeah. Hamburgers. Praise God. How many like pizza? Yeah, come on, man. Submarine sandwiches, anybody? Huh? How many like bacon and eggs? Yeah, how many like pancakes? Come on, give me some pancakes. Waffles? Anybody got white waffles? Anybody getting hungry? Yes. Yeah, come on, man. Isn't that fun? Let's just talk about food a while. Amen? How many know that the sixth chapter of John is about eating? Do you guys know that? If you look at it, it's almost the whole chapter is on eating. Is that okay? But Jesus had stopped by the it's called the Sea of Tiberias. It's actually the Sea of Galilee, I think it was. Anyway, Jesus was there, and he had just got through healing a bunch of folks, and he went up on the mountain. He's watching all these folks, all these people. How many know that when healing starts happening, it draws people like crazy? How many say amen to that? God, I mean, people just start coming, not only to get healed, but also to see the healings. How many say amen? How many... Healing attracts people. Praise God. Anyway, so he's looking at the people, and there's a bunch of people. And he says, "Hey, how are we going to feed all these folks?" Amen? And his apostles, "Oh, man, there's so many. How are we going to, I mean, there's a lot of people." And one of the apostles said, hey, there's a boy here with five barley loaves and a couple of small fish. Everybody say small fish. And small fish, we're not talking about, big fish. We're talking about those small ones, sardines. I mean, say maybe sardines, amen? But anyway, little bitty fish. And you know, they said, but what are these among so many? And then Jesus says, have the people sit down. Have them sit down. And so they all sit down on the grass. There's a lot of grass there. And the Bible says that Jesus broke and he gave to his disciples and they distributed. How many say amen to that? And I want to tell you something. That process is still working today. Is that right? Jesus breaks bread with you, right? And you go and you distribute. How many say amen? You understand what I'm telling you? You understand that there's a call on your life for the bread of life for you and for you to give it out to others. How many say amen? Is that right? So here he is, and he feeds the 5,000. He tells them, okay, go ahead and pick up all the scraps. Everybody had more than enough. Everybody ate till they were full. And when they picked up the scraps, there were how many baskets, do you remember? 12 baskets full. See, God always provides how many like leftovers? I like leftovers. I have them once in a while. Depends on what it is. Amen. They had some leftovers. But Jesus always provides to overflow. How many say amen to that? Isn't it nice to feed people till they're full? I mean, nothing like people coming over your house and you're feeding them and then they leave and then they say, man, I got to go get something to eat. That wasn't enough. How many say amen to that? Yeah, that Henry's a little chinchy on his tacos. Yeah, man, he wants them all for himself. Gives us one each. How many say amen? How many say one taco is enough? Anybody? It never is, huh? Uh-uh, man. One enchilada? Nah, don't give. Hey, don't even bother, man. How many say amen to that? Come on. God always provides overflowing. Always, always overflowing. Did you say amen? Always an overflow with God. Always. That's who he is. His provision is overflowing. So after he feeds everybody and they begin to break apart, Jesus sends the apostles across the ocean to Capernaum. And when he sends them, they all jump in the boat and they leave. And the people see them leaving. But Jesus stayed behind. And as they were going through the Sea of Galilee, as they were rowing, the Bible says that a wind began to blow and it began to really make them work hard to get across the sea. And as that wind was blowing, the Bible says, and they were about 4 to 5 miles out into the sea. And the Bible says that Jesus came walking up to them on the water. I'm going to say amen to that. Jesus is such a show-off, isn't he? Come on, man. Come on, Jesus. Was he showing off? Oh, man. Oh, listen to this. Listen. I know this sounds strange, and I know it does, but he is demonstrating the design that God made man in. Jesus didn't do anything that was out of our design. Do you know that? Oh, you got to get that. One day God was talking to me and you'll like this anyway. I was claiming the word. How many claim the word of God for yourself? Anybody do that? Hopefully you do. Hopefully everybody's into saying, hey, I see a promise, I'm gonna take it. And there was one promise that says, you have the dew of your youth upon you, amen. And I'm saying, I speak that to Rosie. We get up every morning. Every day I tell you, hey, babe, good morning. You have the dew of your youth upon you. It's the word of God. I'm going to let nothing remove that word out of your heart. You have the dew of youth upon you. I walked in the bathroom, was getting ready for work. I was headed to work. And as I looked in the mirror, I said, yeah, God, but I got gravity against me. I'm going to say, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, come on. You know, it doesn't do any good to kind of stand on your head all day long. It doesn't work. Kind of reverse the flow. Anyway, praise God. I said, yeah, but I got gravity against me. So I got my lunch, got my coffee, and I headed off in the truck, headed up to the mine. And while I'm driving, the Lord said something. Do you remember, Henry, when they lost the axe head and it fell in the water. Do you remember what happened? Yeah, God. It floated. He says, yeah. Do you remember when Jesus walked on the water to the boat? And Peter saw him and Peter said, Lord, if it's you, call me to you. Jesus said, okay, come. And Jesus, and not only was Jesus walking on the water, but Peter was walking on the water. How do you say amen to that? I said, yeah, Lord, I remember that. I remember that. And right when I parked the truck up in the mine, this is what he said to me. He said, Henry, I'm even Lord over gravity. How do you say amen? His kingdom rules over all. Do you know that? Even the laws of gravity, the laws of inertia, God's kingdom rules over all these things. How many say amen to that? So when he said that to me, I realized he was telling me, he says, hey, don't think I didn't hear you when you said, yeah, I got gravity against me. He says, man, no, you don't. If I'm for you, who can be against you? How many say amen to that? If God can be for, if God's for you, who's going to be against you? There's no one. No one. Just like Linda said to you, you are a child of God. You're a man or a woman of God. You are an authority on the earth, whether you believe it or not. Amen? Hallelujah. So he walks over to them and he gets in the boat. And the next morning, the people that were on the shore where they left from were looking for Jesus. And they go, where is he at? And they said, well, the apostles took off. They went to Capernaum. So they all jumped in a boat and they went over there. They went to Capernaum. And that's where we're going to take up the reading here in John chapter 6. It's going to start at verse 25. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, I thank you, Father, that you have brought us here together, Father God, to hear your word, Father. I believe, God, that you have something mighty for us, something that you are wanting to speak to us, Lord. So, Father, every heart, Lord, I pray that you would open and unlock every heart by causing every heart to be willing to hear your word, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Praise God. We are here not to hurt you, but to build you up and strengthen you. That's what God's ministry in that he's placed in me, and his the desire that he's placed in me is that I build the body of Christ. I'm going to say amen to that. That we build one another by strengthening one another with the words that God gives us to speak. How many say amen? Because, hey, I could tell you anything. I could lie to you. Man, you're handsome. You're beautiful. But what good does that do? Amen? Oh, that might build you up. Till you see me snickering. No, we're here to build you up. What we want to do is build you up with the word of God. Is that okay? Praise God. So let's check this out. Starting at verse 25. The word of God says here, these people come across the sea. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou here? Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. In other words, a free meal ticket. Amen? Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat that endures into everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you. For him has the Father sealed. I like that. I'm not going to talk about that, but I love that word where he says, God has sealed the Son, and praise God. But he says, labor not for the meat that perishes, but labor for the meat that is good for everlasting life. How many say amen? It's the word of God. It's God's word. He says, work for that. Huh. And like I said last week, sometimes you feel like a little miner digging in the Word of God. Do you like doing that? Do you like looking for golden nuggets in the Word of God? I'm going to tell you something. It's better than gold. The Word of God is better than silver. There's a group out there trying to get you to buy as much gold and silver as they can. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. I got more than I need. Amen? I've got the Word of God. And it will watch over me and keep me. And God has promised some things, and I'm not worried. How many say amen to that? Are you worried about what's going on in the world today? No. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. Because I like when Jesus walked up to that boat and there was a storm going on over there. They were afraid. Shouldn't be afraid. Jesus said, hey, it's me. It's me. Oh, come on. I feel this word. It's me. What if God is saying, now all this thing's going on in the world right now that we're seeing and we're looking at, God is saying, it's me, folks. It's me. It's me. I'm looking at your heart. It's me. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Hold to my promises. Is that good? Hallelujah. Okay, I don't care if you don't want it or not. You got it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, I felt that. I felt that, what God was saying in that, man. So here. And they said to him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. And they said, therefore, unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee, or what dost thou work? Crazy, crazy question, because they had just seen him feed about 5,000 men, children, more, probably more than 5,000, because it was 5,000 men for sure. And then the children and the wives and grandmas and grandpas and whoever else was out. I mean, there was a massive outflow of a miracle of food in there, and they're asking, what sign are you going to show us? Come on, man. Amen? Huh. Yeah. What sign are you going to show us? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. And they said therefore unto him, what sign show us then that we may see and believe that thou doest, what dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Last week we talked about the foundations, that God is going to come after the foundations. And I will say to you this morning that God is saying in today's world, he's going to come after the foundations that you're standing on. How many say amen to that? Do you want him to come after the foundation? Those things that are going on in your life that you think you're good with, that God is saying, no, you're not on my foundation. If you've got something like that in your life, God's going to come after it. How many say amen to that? Come on, folks, I'm going to tell you something. Everything on this foundation, I said it last week, it has to look like the foundation that God laid in Zion. It's got to look like that cornerstone. If you're not optioned out, you can't option out or say, I don't believe that. You can't. How many say amen? You can. I've had people say, well, that's what you believe. That's your opinion. That's not my opinion. It's the word of God. That is your interpretation. That's not my interpretation. I don't go by my interpretation. How many say amen to that? You shouldn't go by your own interpretation either. You have to go. We have to go. I have to go. Every one of us in the building has to go on what the Holy Spirit says. I got folks telling me, oh, you still use the King James. Well, I love the King James. I loved it. Well, you need to use a better interpretation, because people get confused with the King James. I'm gonna tell you something, brother. People get confused anyway with the Word of God. How many say amen to that? The only interpreter is the Holy Ghost. He's the one that interprets the Word. He's the one that's given it ever since the world began. How many say amen to that? The prophets of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So you're not allowed. I'm not allowed in my interpretation. That's my interpretation. No, I'm not allowed that. Truth is truth, and it doesn't have any shadows in it. How many say amen to that? It is true it is true all the time. Truth always pushes past the facade. How many say amen? Come on. And this is what Jesus is doing here. And I love how Jesus does it. He's incredible in his tact. And what he says to us in the Word of God is he's given us that same mind. Is that cool? You have the mind of Christ, because it's him dwelling in you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. So here he says this. Verily, I say to you that Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. Can you imagine how much this, what he just said, angered them? I am the bread of life. Can you imagine that? These Pharisees that have been looking at the law, looking at the word of God, looking at all these things for so long, and yet not seeing what they should be seeing, Jesus is saying, I am the bread. Huh. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will nowise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Can you say amen to that? Because he's talking about you. Amen? He's talking about the kingdom of God. He's talking about the people of God. I will raise them up at the last day. Is that right? Can I tell you, there's been a lot of years go by since he said this. How many say amen? There's a lot of years that have gone by. There's been a lot of Christians that have passed away. Is that okay? Are you okay with that? Folks, we are coming in a time where the Christians are going, God is going to rule the earth by his word. How many say amen to that? We are quickly approaching that. Can you see the dividing lines beginning to happen? Can you see it? It's happening, and God says, it's me. I am dividing what needs to be divided so that I can do my work. Is that okay? The Holy Spirit is the one that's doing the work. Praise God. So he's going to divide these things. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, he's going to divide. And he's going to show himself strong in the earth. The word of God says that he goes, he says, tells Moses, he goes, okay, but know this, Moses, that my glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. How many say amen? How many know that? Do you know that his glory is going to cover the earth? And the glory of God is in the believer, you. His glory is in you. Hallelujah. And when it begins to shine forth, when God begins to shine forth through your life, because you're doing the will of your Father. Can I say that to you? God, not only was Jesus tearing down foundation, but he's also establishing foundations. You are not supposed to just do what you want to do. Is that okay? You are designed to do what your Father wants you to do. If you don't know what he wants you to do, don't do anything. He will let you know. You've got to have a heart that is hungry for God. Is that okay? Be hungry for what he has for you. Because he has a vision and he's got a purpose that he's planned in you. The word of God says he has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Where are they? They're already designed. They're already in your design. What you need to do is wait on him and find it. Find what he's given you because it's greater than you even thought. How many say amen to that? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it been, neither has it entered the heart of them that believe God. Huh. It's neat. So check this out. He says this. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus answered and said, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. Do you remember when he drew you? Do you remember when he drew you to the kingdom? Do you remember that? Do you remember? Do you remember how he drew you? Sometimes it's in your worst case, amen? Sometimes you might have, maybe somebody was just like in his backyard, saying, God, something's got to change. And you sense the presence of God. With me, it was alcohol. I couldn't quit drinking. And he told me, I had already convinced myself that there was no way I could quit. How many of you said amen to that? No. I'd already convinced myself saying, hey, you know what? I just can't do it. I told Morose, I'm sorry, I'm trying to quit. I want to quit, but I can't. It just keeps happening. Just keeps going. Just keeps going. And I knew I was in a bad spot. And sure enough, when he came into my life, that thing snapped out like it was quick. It was just that fast. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came and did a work in my life. Hallelujah. And I haven't been the same since. I've been weird ever since. Amen? Ever since, I've just been weird. I just love God, and I love his word. And I want to see other folks grow in the Lord and just see what they have for them. And you know what kind of really troubles me is when a lot of people, when you see most of the body of Christ, they will go and they will go to camp meetings and all these other things looking for to hear something from God. When the Holy Spirit is right with them, they can go in their own closet and find the things that they're looking for. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? I am looking for the will of God in my life. That's what I want. And I've told you before, this was not what I wanted. This was not what I prayed for. Oh, I've been around a lot of guys. I've been a lot of youth pastors said, yeah, I'm praying to be I believe God's going to make me the pastor of this church or that church or whatever. And I said, man, good for you, bro, because that's not what I want. Praise God. And when God called me, I said, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. I'm not your guy. And he's been working ever since, folks. I'll tell you what. He's been faithful as faithful can be. He's working. Hallelujah. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Amen? How does God want you taught? He wants you taught by him and him alone. The Holy Ghost instructing you, strengthening you by his word. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. Who's he talking about? Himself? I've seen him, he said. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. Verily I say to you, he that believes on me has what? Yeah, that. You've got everlasting life. Amen? Come on, man. All right. Is anybody awake? Verily I say to you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. And then he says it again, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are what? Se murió, right? They passed away. This is the bread that comes down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not, what? Die. Oh, well, he's talking about spiritual things. No, he's not talking about just spiritual things. Death is death. It encompasses both. How many say amen? Do you know that? When you die, you know, your body dies, and death, the spirit, there is a natural death, and then there is also a spiritual death. Is that right? And where it says that, so that you might not die, he's saying death is eradicated from your life if you'll believe it. It will not stand. Death has absolutely no place to stand when it stands against you. Do you know that? And I will tell you, folks, it's the mindset of Christ. It really is his mindset. And I will preach this mindset. Pastor John, I could see myself 200 years old, pastor, telling folks, hey, you will not die. Come on. You don't have to. You don't have to give it up. Amen? Your life is hid in Christ. It is Christ that's within you. The Bible says that he that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he was telling me, he goes, well, I think 37 is about the year I am. How old are you right now, bro? He said, well, I'm about 43. He says, but I feel like I'm 37. I said, praise God. I said, you know, I'm going to tell you something, bro. You are in the right vicinity. He says, yeah, in our 30s. I said, yeah, because we have an example that was given to us. He died at 33 years old. How many say amen to that? How many would like to be 33 again? Come on. Can I tell you that life is within you already? You're looking, oh, you God, come on, Henry, you're nuts. Yeah, maybe I'm nuts, but I'm going to tell you something. Everything I tell you, I check it with the word of God. I can't do anything else. Amen? If God says something to me, if he tells me to go jump off the roof, I say, okay, God, show me that in your word. And then not only that, God, I want two or three witnesses out of your word. Because the Bible says by two or three witnesses, everything will be established. How many say amen to that? So you got to know that. So whenever God gives me something to say, whenever he speaks something to me, I will tell you, I get shell-shocked just like you do. You're what? I said, God, show me that. Because I've said to him, God, you got to show it to me. If this is what you're saying, because I'm not going to say it to anybody unless you show it to me, unless that revelation flows within me. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's there. This revelation is there, and it's for everyone who will believe. Do you believe? Hallelujah. I've got my granddaughter singing a song. It goes like this. Lord, I died with you, was buried with you. I rose with you, ascended with you. It's not me, it's you in me. She sings the song. I'm already talking to her about it because I'm going to tell you something. God can't get us off the world unless he has to rapture us God, I'll take Elijah's chariot. That'll work for me. How many say amen to that? Because the word of God said death has been defeated. How many say amen to that? Do you realize what God's word is saying to you when it says some of these things? What Jesus was telling to these guys, listen to it. You got to hear it. And then you can go home and check it on me, all right? Don't believe anything I say. Because God will help you to understand these things. He will tell you, no, he's wrong. He will tell you, no, you won't believe that. Or he will tell you, yeah, let me show you a little more on that. Let me show it to you. Because God is building a kingdom on the earth. And he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can I tell you, there is absolutely no death in heaven. Can I say that to you? And that's the kingdom he's bringing onto the earth. And you're part of it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, as I am the bread of life, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. How many ever say ever, forever? You will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Could I tell you that? Did I tell you for sure? This whole chapter is about eating. Are you guys still hungry? Wait till you hear this. You're going to like this. I hope you're still hungry. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. How many of you guys eat God's flesh? How many of you guys eat flesh? Folks, he's talking about the word of God. He's talking, how many of you know that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, amen? And his word, when you are consuming, you know, this might not feel funny to you, but I could see, you ever watched an animal eat another animal? Anybody ever seen that? No. If you get close, they look up at you and they got stuff all over. Is that right? Strawberry jam, whatever you want to look at. It can be a bloody mess. And I was saying, Lord, is that the way I am? And I get up. I mean, consuming the Word of God. Oh, Jesus is giving them some revelation. Then I'm going to tell you something. It makes them, what? Sometimes God's Word sounds so off. How many say amen? But you know that the Word of God is His flesh. The blood is the Spirit, the wine. It's the Spirit of God that comes to you. We take communion. But can I tell you, folks, let me just say this to you. You might not like this either. But the bread and the little cup and everything, they are just symbols of the blood and the body of Christ. The Word of God is the body. The blood is the Spirit of God. How many say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. We put so much on the little table or whatever. We put so much on it. And you know what, people, it's crazy because I was raised Catholic. How many of you Catholics are in here? I was raised Catholic. And when I left that church, I forgot that I even took communion. You guys remember that? Went out to live the life the way I always lived it. A drunk. Didn't do anything for me. But when he came in, totally different story. It's not the symbols, it's him. Can I say that to you? Hallelujah. This is what he's talking about here. You got to eat my blood. I mean, drink my blood and eat my flesh. Whoso eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. My flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. How many of you dwell in God? Yeah, you're a meat eater, whether you want to admit it or not. Flesh eater. Blood drinker. Yeah. Sounds weird, huh? It's weird. This is weird. Hallelujah. But Henry, you're weird anyway. As the living Father has sent me, I live by him. So he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. Again. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Is it hard? It is a hard saying, isn't it? If I would have heard this thing, I said, man, this guy, no way. I ain't biting off a chunk of hand. This guy, no way. This saying, who can hear it? And when Jesus himself knew in himself that the disciples murmured at this, he said unto them, does this offend you? What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Everybody say it's the Spirit that quickens. It's the Spirit that quickens. It's the Word. It's the Holy Spirit that comes that quickens you. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. How many say amen? Aren't you glad? I'm telling you, the more you hear the Word of God, the more life you get within you. Can I tell you? The more that he reveals things to you, the more you are cemented in the foundation. Can I say that? His revelation is going to be the revelation that he gives of him. Is that okay? Peter said, you are the Son of God. And Jesus told him, he says, hey, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, he revealed it to you. And this, Peter, is how I will build the church, on the revelation that the Father gives, that I give to the believer. Isn't that cool? That's cool. That's good stuff, man. I'm telling you, you might not like it, but that's good. I'm fine. Because, you know, amen, Pastor. You guys okay? Amen. 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 It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. And this is a sad statement. There are some of you that do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come to me except it were given to him by my Father. Can I just tell you that? Can you be comfortable with that? Not everybody out there is going to come to Jesus. How many say amen to that? It's only the ones that the Father draws are going to come to him. Do you know that? You're not the drawing point. Sometimes we think we're the drawing point. Jesus is the drawing point. We are to be dead and allow him to do what he wants to do. Is that okay? Is that all right? Sometimes you just got to die to yourself. Is that okay? I don't want to do that. Anybody ever done that? God say, yeah, I want you to do this. You said, nah, I don't think so. Anybody done that? Come on. Yeah. You better do this. No, I don't think so, God. I love this story because I had a friend at work. His name was Jimmy T. In my journal, I got him down as Jimmy T. And Jimmy was a rough character in the mind. He really was. He had a foul mouth. He did actions that were just bizarre and nasty. He was just one of those guys. So I said, man, I'm just going to stay away from this guy. Guys, how many of you ever been to that with anybody? I think I'll just leave him alone. You know, kind of tell God, hey, you know what? If I see him coming, I'm turning around because I don't think I really will. I really want to have a conversation with him. Every other word was one of those bombs. Like Abe was doing last week. Every other word and you're going, yeah, okay. You know, I can get it. I can get some of it. Amen. I can put up with a lot of folks talking, cussing and stuff, you know, but to a certain point, amen. After a while, at first I said, yeah, you get it. I even told him one day at lunchtime, I said, dude, do you eat with that mouth? He goes, yeah, watch. He didn't know what I was talking about. But so I basically kind of, if you will, I kind of wrote him off. And it was right before our line out for the day. I'd gone and had a burrito or something for breakfast and had gone into the restroom to wash my hands and stuff. And guess who's in there is Jimmy T. He's there and he's washing. He goes, hey, bro, how's it going? And I said, how's it going, Jimmy? And he left. He went ahead and went out, went to his crew. And when he went out of the bathroom, the Lord said to me, I want you to talk to him today. I go, what? I said, no, God, I don't think so, God. No way. I didn't really say no way, but I said, nah, I don't know, God. And then you start saying, that wasn't God, that was me. Amen? I said, no. Anyway, I went to our line-out meeting, and I worked on the pump crew, and the pumps at the mine stretch from the mine all the way down to the other side of the freeway where the deep well pumps are at. And so that assignment will take you about all day to check all the pumps and grease them and stuff. So I was sitting in there, and the boss came in. He says, Henry, I'm going to put you on the pump run. Go see your wife today. He used to tell me that. I said, cool, man, because she was working in Green Valley, and I'd stop by and see her, maybe have lunch, and then go on back to work. But I headed off down to the water field, and I told the Lord, well, God, maybe not today. I got my orders. I got to work on these other pumps, and I got to be down there. And so I'm working on one of the pumps, and these pumps, when they're running, they scream. They're really loud. And I was adjusting one, and the next thing I know, I get this tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and guess who it is? Jimmy T. And I go, oh, hey, Jimmy, what's up, man? He goes, hey, my radio's not working. Who do you think did that? My radio's not working. Can I borrow your radio? I said, yeah, here, man. And I took it off, and I gave it to him. And he said, I'm going to go over by my truck. It's too noisy here. I said, yeah, go ahead, man. So he's walking. I look over there, and God says, okay, are you ready? I said, come on, God. I said, I can't believe it, God. Yeah, you brought him all the way down. Him and his crew were on another job down in the dam. And I said, oh, okay. So he come walking back over, brought the radio, and I said, hey, man, Jim. And I walked him back to his truck, and I said, Jim, let me just say something to you. I just need to talk to you. Yeah, babe. That was his favorite word, babe. Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. I said, hey, Jim, brother, you know God loves you. That's all I said. God loves you, and he cares about you, man. And his eyes just watered up, and he started crying like a baby. And I go, and I didn't expect that at all. I said, Jim, you all right, man? What's going on? He goes, yeah, I was just diagnosed with hepatitis C. And I don't know what that's going to do. I don't know. I got to go get some checks and everything. And he goes, I heard you're a Christian. Can you pray for me? Absolutely, man. All of a sudden, come on, man. All of a sudden, there was a change in my heart. Prayed for him. He went through hepatitis C and pretty easy. I guess it's a lighter type. I'm not sure. I don't know all about it. But he gave his heart to the Lord, and he was going to Victory Assembly of God. And one day when I was feeling kind of low, because I get in these low spots. Anybody get in a low spot sometimes? No? Or is everybody up high all the time? I know Pastor John is. He's always laughing. I said, come on, man. I was in this low spot, and I said, my God, you know. And I get this phone call, and it's Jimmy. Hey, babe. Hey, Jim, what's up, man? He goes, hey, I don't know why. I just started thinking about you, and I think the Lord just wanted me to tell you thank you for all you've done for me. And that was, I mean, I'll tell you what, that little phone call just picked me up and dusted me off. Amen. Got that oh me, oh my dust off of me and put me back on the road. Because God has purpose and plan. He gives you his word so that you can be ready to give your word, give his word to somebody that's hurting and needing. How many say amen to that? And sometimes it comes back on you like Jimmy did. When I was hurting and needing, he calls up and just, I mean, and God is the orchestrator of all these things. Can you say amen? This is what he does. One of the last verses in this where am I at? It's that verse 64, it says, there are some of you that believe not. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, I said unto you that no man can come to me except it were given to him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And when Jesus said to the 12, will you go also away? And Simon Peter answered and said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Plus, these guys have been seeing miracle after miracle. How many say amen? Feeding the 5,000. The man at the pool that Jesus told him, get up and walk. So, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 70, I was going to start with 69, but Jesus answered and said, have not I chosen you 12? One of you is a devil. Hasn't he chosen you? Has he chosen you? This is something that you got to really, the Bible says that your soul is in your hand. You've got to figure it out. Has God chosen you? Has he chosen? And if he has, then you say, God, if you've chosen me, there's a choice. The choice you made, there's a purpose behind it, and I know it. I know there's purpose. So God, what have you purposed for my life? Because nothing's going to make you happy till you find his purpose. Nothing's going to give you the joy that God wants you to have till you find that purpose and you're doing what he has called you to do. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Our power verse today is Psalm 119, verse 103. But I want to start at verse 97, and we'll read through to 100. 119, verse 97 says, oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all the day. Thou, through your commandment, has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you, the word of God will make you wiser than those things around you. Anything that's not of this world, which is the word, will make you wiser than this world. Can you say amen to that? Oh, come on. You got to know the position that God's placed you in. You are wiser. It says, how I love your law. Your commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my what? Meditation. I understand more than, who's that? The ancients. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Let's jump down to Psalm 119, 103, and 104. And then he says this, how sweet are your words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Can I say this to you? That the word of God will show you what's right and what's wrong. He'll always give you that. He'll always lead you into truth. And it says, I hate every false way. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:109 says this, my soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. Folks, I've got to say this to you one more time. Your soul and what you do is in your hand. You need to be going to God every day for a piece of bread. Can I say amen? Can you say amen to that? He wants to give you food every day. Every day. I have communion with God every day. I talk with him every day, but I take his word and I don't just talk. I take his word and read it to him every day. A portion here, a portion there, and go my way. Because I know that God is doing something with that word in my spirit. He will change my life. Amen? He'll make it better and better and better. Praise God. Hosea 3, 13, verse 6 says this. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. What are you eating today? How much are you eating? Hallelujah. It says here, according to their pasture. You know, the word of God calls us sheep. Do you guys know that? He calls us sheep. We're the sheep of his pasture. Is that right? And it says right here, according to their pasture. What pasture have you been eating lately? Well, I've been watching a lot of football lately. Been eating in that pasture. Well, I've been doing a lot of this lately. Been eating in that pasture. Well, I've been going to school and schooling is important, and I've been kind of forgetting about God. What, you know, the word of God says here, as they were eating, so were they filled. Amen. Folks, I mean, I know the world has a lot of stuff out there going on. I know. There's a lot of stuff that's contrary to God's word going on out there. But you know what? Who cares? Look at God's word and stay in God's word. Stay in God's word. Stay in God's word. Eat what he gives you to drink. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I know I didn't give that to you, but I'm going to say this to you. Galatians 5, 16 says to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 18 says be led by the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit. Can you stand? Can I get everybody to stand? Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:18 says to be filled with the Spirit. I had somebody ask me one day, says, how do you get filled with the Spirit? How do you get filled with the Spirit? Jesus said, my words are spirit and truth. My words are spirit and life is what he said. You want to know how to get filled with the Spirit? Got to eat his word. Got to go it every day, every day. Now, I might be talking to the choir, but I will say the things that are going on around you, a lot of the things that we're listening to, be careful. Please be careful. Because God wants to speak to you on a one-on-one basis, a one-on-one basis. We talk about being in this church. We are independently dependent upon God. Are you that way? I hope that you don't take everything that I say as hey, man. I hope that you take what I say to you and take it home and look at it, because God wants to speak to your heart and he'll show you what's right and what's wrong. He will show you. He will show you what he has for you. But you got to be eating. Amen? You got to be going to the bread. You got to go to the pasture, all right? Be filled with the Spirit. Allow God to fill your spirit with the things of God that he has for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, are desiring to give us things we've never even imagined, Father. That you have more for us. More for us, Father God, that's coming towards us because of your purpose and your plan in the earth. So, Father, I thank you that you are able, Father God, to speak to every heart, to lead and to guide by your Spirit, Lord. So we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Hey, shake your somebody's hand. Thank you for coming to church.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.